This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
This is The Rundown. I'm Erin Allen.
Hello, Chicago!
And this is Chicago.
Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, no fries, chips, no Pepsi.
We are the bad guys.
Doors closing.
The time has come. The Democratic National Convention has begun. And with this big influx of people coming to Chicago, we at WBEZ are gathering some beautiful reminders of what makes our city so special. We're talking to Chicagoans, getting a sense of what they love about the city and the people. And you're going to hear from three of those Chicagoans right now, including a Pulitzer Prize-winning author and a renowned chef based in Logan Square. First up is Adib Borden. He's the founder of CEOs of Color, which is a nonprofit that helps Black and brown teens start their own businesses. He met up with WBEZ's Anna Sofchenka at the Gary Comer Youth Center on the South Side.
My name is Adib Borden. I'm a rising senior at Kenwood Academy, Go Broncos. We are standing on the rooftop of the Gary Comer Youth Center, a place where they believe in agriculture and growing their own vegetables, which supports the feeding of the community, while also experiences within the culinary department here at the Gary Comer Youth Center. And so we're surrounded by beautiful green, sunlight. I see tomatoes, I see kale, which is my favorite. I see cabbage that is growing, and I see beautiful flowers that are blossoming. At the center here, I grew my identity, my confidence, my leadership. Seventh grade year, I had the opportunity to host a Black Excellence Gala. So the Black Excellence Gala was created to recognize and highlight young individuals, young people who exemplify the meaning of Black excellence. And how do we define Black excellence? Going up and beyond and doing things that were not even in your reach. So exceeding expectations, setting the standard of what excellence looks like. And we highlight every year about 5 to 6 young people or young organizations that exemplify the meaning of Black excellence, in our opinion. We give them an award, we do a nice dinner. So it's kind of like a family reunion type of style, dancing, singing, eating good soul food, just to say congratulations and we're recognizing the greatness that they have contributed to the community. It feels amazing because, you know, something about my journey is that I'm a triplet. I grew up in a household with 5 women. My mother was an alcoholic. I left home at 13. My aunt, who I lived with, died in a car accident. And then I moved in with my godmother. And so, statistically, I'm not supposed to be here. You talk about I did not learn how to read until my 6th grade, and now I can write contracts and I travel the world. And so, truth be told, I'm a senior in high school now, on my way to college. I'm doing academically well. I started a business at 15, a nonprofit my freshman year in high school, not knowing the life that I was going to live. And so it's surreal to me because if you asked me at 13, would I have been living to 17, I probably would have said, I don't know. Being a Chicagoan is an identity. It means that you're resilient. It means that you're determined. It means that you can set the standard for whatever the world says is not the standard. What it means to me that we can produce the first Black president of the United States of America. We can produce the first Black first lady, Michelle Obama. Having the presidential library built here on the south side of Chicago. And then lastly, the Gary Comer Youth Center, being pivotal in creating who I am, the next president of the United States, I would say. And somebody who has traveled the world, shaken hands with presidents, I was able to do that because of the Gary Comer Youth Center, because of their belief in me, because of the village that they offered to me and kind of extending their hands to me and say, hey, Adib, you're home. And whenever you need something, you can always come back. And so that is what it means to be a Chicagoan, a family, be united, to be together, and to love one another, regardless of our adversity, regardless of our differences. At the end of the day, Chicago, we got each other's back.
That was Adeeb Borden, founder of CEOs of Color. The next Chicagoan on the list is Chef Deanna Davila. She opened her restaurant in Logan Square back in 2017 and is called Mi Tocaya, which means my namesake. Deanna's cooking has earned nominations from the James Beard Foundation, and Mi Tocaya was on the New York Times Best Restaurant list in 2021. But for her, everything comes back to the neighborhood where she lives, works, and is raising her family. She met up with WBEZ's Courtney Kippers in Logan Square, and they walked to the Illinois Centennial Monument, which is marked by a stone eagle perched about 70 feet above the neighborhood.
We're walking down the boulevard from Mi Tocaya, walking towards the eagle right now, a walk that I feel like we do all the time. I'm Deanna Davila. I'm the chef owner of Mi Tocaya here in Logan Square, Chicago. I am a little bit of everything. I am a mom, a sister, a wife, a chef, a property manager, plumber, all of the above. I'm a Julieta of all trades. One of the things that I love about where Mi Tocaya is in general, it's like in a resident area and like it feels super neighborhoody. I mean, I just really wanted to be neighborhood centric, you know, like even before I wanted a restaurant, like I know that I wanted to be a part of a neighborhood that felt like that. So this is the famous eagle where everybody kind of comes and hangs out. A lot of times you'll see people selling their like clothes and jewelry. I ride my bike to work, so I always take the boulevards. Now lately taking scooters with the kids, they're like the thing. So we go through over here. Yeah, or just like farmers markets right here too. This is like the hangout place. My parents, when they first moved here from Mexico, they moved to 18th Street, so 18th and Racine. I always remember this time that my parents were just like, "Woo, we made it!" You know, because they like, we moved to the suburbs, this suburb called Homer Glen. I ended up not liking it. So like once I finished high school, I pretty much moved back to the city again. Chicago is one of those like big cities that even though it's a ton of different neighborhoods, like it still feels no matter what neighborhood you're at, you know, like people really do still have that neighbor kind of love and care. Like when you're walking down the street, you still say hello to people. Like if you're grilling something and you have a next door neighbor, you 9 times out of 10 are gonna make them a plate. I love that Midwest hospitality. And as I'm older, you know, like now professionally, yes, definitely the chef and restaurant community have been really, really great. You know, I have a lot of chef friends that are all around here that are owners, you know, where you could really own your own business, live in your neighborhood, and you tend to care a little bit more about everybody in that way. So I think it's really special. There's a lot of chef owners here, and we all have each other's numbers. Anytime that, like, oh, I need, like, who do you use for cleaning upholstery? Like, oh, I really liked that drape that you had. Like, where'd you get that? I think that's very unique to Chicago. I think that it's always important to be in touch with your neighborhood wherever you live. It feels great to actually do positive impacts and to be aware of what is happening in your own yard and what you could do to help, you know, because it's a step one for everything else.
That was Deanna Davila, chef at the Logan Square restaurant, Mi Tocaya. And last but not least, author Jonathan Eich. He won a Pulitzer Prize this year for his biography of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., titled King, A Life. Eich met up with WBEZ's Anna Savchenka at the Green Mill in Uptown.
This is one of my favorite songs. That's a real vinyl. My name is Jonathan Eich. I'm a writer. I worked in newspapers and magazines for a long time. Now I'm writing books. If you picture what a jazz club should look like, just close your eyes and listen to, imagine, you know, the sounds of Lester Young playing the tenor sax, and think about what you want that jazz club to look like. This is the place. It's dark, it's wooden, it's, you know, it's dimly lit, there's neon signs, there's a beautiful bar, and just a little stage where the musicians are surrounded by their adoring fans, and it's low ceiling. It's just a cozy, warm, dark place.
Yes, give me a kiss to build a dream on. My imagination will drive upon that kiss.
I come here to swing. You know, I just love the music, and jazz to me feels like, it just makes me happy, but it also feels like a very Chicago music, and it's a very Chicago scene here. I mean, jazz is a music rooted in history. To understand the music, you have to understand history. You have to understand how it's influenced by Africa and by enslaved people being brought here in chains and then reinventing the music that they lost here on the American soil and then bringing it north. Like, I don't think I really understood that when I began listening to jazz as a little kid. You know, I was a trumpet player, so I wanted to understand, you know, how the trumpet worked. And I began listening to Louis Armstrong and Dizzy Gillespie and Miles Davis. And then just try to figure out how they made that music. You have to understand who they were and where they came from and what influenced them. So in some ways, that is like writing a book. You know, if I'm going to write a biography of Muhammad Ali, I have to understand who they were and where they came from and what influenced them. The same as I had to try to figure out what made Miles Davis's music different from Dizzy Gillespie's music, for example. Yeah, a lot of the books I've written have strong Chicago connections. Muhammad Ali lived here for a long time. The birth control pill was invented at Searle, which is a drug company here in Chicago. Of course, I wrote about Al Capone, who made his fame here. He was born in Brooklyn, but lived here for most of his life. Well, I moved here in 1995, a long time ago now, chasing a girl, and I married her, and we have kids, and we still live in the city, still in the same neighborhood I moved to in 1995, the Lakeview neighborhood. We sent our kids to public schools in the neighborhood. And I just fell in love with the city. I knew I wanted to be here as soon as I settled in. You know, for a while I thought I wanted to get back to New York, which is where I was born, but very quickly it became clear to me that I was gonna stay with Chicago. We do have a lot of rats. We do have a lot of crime. The CTA could be better. So all those things are true. Yeah, I got rats running around my alley all the time, and you don't really get used to that. But I also live like two blocks from Lake Michigan, where suddenly I emerge from the city every day when I go out for a run on the lake, and I face one of the greatest horizons that you're going to find anywhere in the country, one of the most beautiful jogging trails. Even Lakeshore Drive, when it's crowded with traffic, you know, you look up and you realize this is one of the most beautiful roads in America. So that's what makes, what I love about Chicago, is that you've got everything that makes a city big and wonderful and dirty, but you've also got this beauty all around you, the beauty of the skyline, the beauty of the lake. I think the beauty of the skyline balanced by the lake is what makes it so stunning.
Babe, lend me your chops for just a moment, and my imagination will make that moment live. Yes. Give me what you are looking
for. That was biographer Jonathan Eig. These interviews are a part of a series at WBEZ called This is Chicago. Big thanks to WBEZ reporters Anna Sofchenka and Courtney Kippers, as well as editor Patrick Smith. You can find more stories in this series at WBEZ.org. And that's it for today. Justin and I produce The Rundown. Ariel Van Cleve is our editor and executive producer. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. If you love the show, write us a rating, write us a review. It helps more people find the show. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you on Wednesday.